Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, this came out of nowhere, folks. I didn't see this coming, but it could be the game changer. It could be the single most important lawsuit brought before the U.S. Supreme Court on this election. Welcome, everybody, to Political Coffee. This is the show, and I'm your host, the ever humble Jeff Krupp, former state representative, fifth generation Oregon farmer. It is an honor and a privilege, and I do mean that, to have every one of you in the audience to share a little bit of your life with me. And hopefully you come away from this hour with something valuable that you could use to change your world. We call it persuading the persuadable. That's what I try to do every day, as we take the political news of the day and we try to boil it down in a very simplistic way that you, because your life is busy, and you're probably like me, you're just really busy in your life, yet you still care about this great country, and you care about the future of liberty, you care about America. And you know there are people in your world that are persuadable. So today, as in every day, we want to talk about the complex political issues of the day in a way that just makes it easily usable for you to do what? Persuade the persuadable. It's powerful, friends. Two main things I want to share with you today. There's just so much out there, both here in Oregon and, frankly, in this election. So two things. Texas, this is what I said. This came out of nowhere. Texas sues Georgia just before midnight, folks. Texas sues Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin at the Supreme Court over their election rules. Over the Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin election rules. Each one of these states entered into these agreements that made this fraud possible. Each of them. Now, I'm going to get into this. The other thing we're going to talk about is one of the ways that you folks can make a difference in elections. This is what happened in Michigan with Antrim County. That's that county, you know, that had the Dominion voting machines that switched 6,000 Trump votes over to 6,000 Biden votes. And then they got caught. I want to tell you what happened with the citizens. The citizens rose up. It's an interesting story. And I want to share this with you because it's another opportunity you and I have. Remember yesterday, we talked about this idea of doing a forensic examination of ballots that are about to be destroyed, not from the 2020 election, but from the 2018 election. Oregon law says that all of those secrecy envelopes and the actual ballots themselves have to be held for 2 years. So after the end of the next election, it is common practice in Oregon that they all get shredded. Okay. What if we did a forensic examination of them? In other words, if we did like what they did in Ware County, Georgia, which, by the way, you know, I talked about it yesterday. Rush talked about it on his show. He's got a little bigger audience than I do. But the point is that what they did in the hand audit, not the hand recount, but the hand audit, showed in Ware County, Georgia, that the machine was off by 37 votes. Took 37 votes from Trump and gave it to Biden out of 14,000 folks. Now, boy, there's a lot on that too. But my point to you is this. In Oregon, we could do the same with these ballots that are about to be destroyed. In fact, I got contacted by at least one of you who listen to this audience. You're retired. You have the ability to crunch numbers, saying you want to help. Okay, I'm working on it, folks. If some of you want to help us do that, that'd be great. We'll have to move quickly because the ballots will be destroyed soon. But I'm going to share with you what another group of patriots did in Antrim County, Michigan, to take a stand, and it may make a huge difference. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let me just throw this out to you first. This I saw on Parler. By the way, you can follow me on Parler at Jeff Krupp. This is from Katrina Pearson. She's one of the many Trump campaign spokespeople. And this is a graphic. It shows a little bit of a map of Michigan. And then it has a hand that's flipping a coin. And here's what it says. Just picture this in your mind. Here's what it says. Imagine flipping a coin 4,645,908 times. And it came up heads 52% of the time. Then at 3:08 a.m., you flip that coin 154,000 times. And it's 100% tails. That's Michigan. It's a great graphic, you know, the old saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. Uh-huh. Imagine flipping a coin 4,645,908 times. And it came up heads 52% of the time. Those are the total number of votes in the state of Michigan. Donald Trump got 52% of those votes. And then at 3 a.m., you flip that same coin only 154,000 times. And it's 100% tails for Joe Biden. That's Michigan. Doesn't that say it all? I think it does. No. Texas did something I did not see coming, or nobody actually talked about. Mark Levin has just been fantastic. If you've been listening to this show, and I hope you have here on Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, 3 o'clock in the afternoons. He's been directly involved in one of these lawsuits that's going before the U.S., likely go before the U.S. Supreme Court. Not the one that's going to be argued today. And I guess Ted Cruz is going to argue that case today. This is the one from Congressman Mike Kelly. It's not a Trump campaign lawsuit. But anyway, the state of Texas, nobody saw this coming, filed a lawsuit directly with the U.S. Supreme Court just before midnight last night, challenging the election procedures in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, on the grounds that they violate the Constitution. And they do this two ways. They argue the states violated the Electors Clause of the Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions, but not through the state legislatures. That's the first violation of the Constitution. The second one is Texas argues there were differences in voting rules and procedures in different counties within those states that violates the Constitution's equal protection clause. And finally, they argue a third point, that there were voting irregularities in these states as the result of the first two violations of the Constitution. So what is Texas? And I'm going to get into this a little bit more because Chris Kobach has a brilliant piece on it. This is in Breitbart, by the way, and I'll have it up on the show plan at some point here. Texas is asking, well, what's the remedy? You always hear that, right? Because in legal terms, you go to court, you file a lawsuit, you ask for something to happen. Well, it's asking the Supreme Court to order the states to allow their legislators to appoint their electors. Texas, let me say that again. Texas is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to look at this, to agree with them that these four states violated the U.S. Constitution. Not once, but twice. And then the remedy is to order the states to allow their legislatures to appoint their electors. That would mean governors would have to call in their legislatures, at least in two of these states, to special sessions. Now, these are Democrat governors. In Michigan, actually three of them, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are all Democrat governors. In Georgia, who knows what Brian Kemp is. There's stories out there that he is deeply compromised and has been given money by the Chinese, which apparently gave about $400 million to Dominion voting machines. And the governor signed off on that $107 million contract hastily right at the end, and they barely got the machines even installed in time for the November 3rd election in Georgia. Anyway, bottom line is this, folks. What's going to happen here is that if the Supreme Court agrees, first of all, takes the case, well, they have to. They don't have to. They can turn it down. They've done it before. The reason this goes directly to the U.S. Supreme Court is because of Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And it provides this, that the Supreme Court is the court of first impression, not the district court, not the appeals courts. The Supreme Court is the court where these cases that are disputes between two or more states. That's why the Supreme Court will get this directly. Now, it's very nuanced here, but I got to tell you, Chris Kobach, also on Breitbart today, lays this out for us a little bit more understandably. The subheadline in this, and this was a piece written by Chris Kobach. Who is Chris Kobach? Well, he is the former Secretary of State of Kansas from 2011 to 2019. He's also a professor of constitutional law and immigration law, or was from 96 to 2011 at the University of Missouri. He knows a little bit about the law. Here's what it says. The headline is, Kobach, Texas case challenges election directly at Supreme Court. Subheadline, on Monday, just before midnight, the state of Texas filed a lawsuit that is far more important than all of the others surrounding the presidential election. Why? Well, I'm going to get into that in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that the U.S. Supreme Court would actually order the states to call their legislatures into session and decide the electors? You think that will actually happen? 6:20 in the morning, you're listening to Political Coffee. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It's politics over a cup of coffee. In a moment, I'm going to share with you why this lawsuit filed at midnight last night by Texas against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, why it is the most important of all of the lawsuits that have been filed regarding this election. But I got to mention this, folks. Axios is a very left-wing media website, okay? They have an exclusive. how a suspected Chinese spy gained access to California politics.
Oopsies.
Yeah. It looks like the Chinese, they're far deeper in this state, or probably Oregon too, I would imagine, given Kate Brown has a propensity. And somebody ought to do a deep dive into her financial relationships, like Governor Kemp of Georgia apparently has some financial relationships he needs to account for with the Chinese. Maybe Kate Brown does too. You know, since she keeps approving all of these landing sites for cables, undersea cables coming to the southern Oregon coast from China. Funny how that happens, isn't it? I want to remind you that Eric Azer is a man of faith who is a contractor. And he's a man and a contractor you can trust. You know, if you're thinking about doing some kind of a remodel or maybe just repair work, maybe you want to add on. He can help you do all of that. In fact, if you need to do some things in your business, he can help you do that. You see, he lives his faith in the quality of his work. And just, again, don't take my word for it. Just go look at his website, righteousrenovations.com. Just read the comments and endorsements from satisfied customers. righteousrenovations.com. So, Texas, I'm reading from the Chris Kobach Breitbart story here about the Texas lawsuit. Now, here's why this is so important. The Texas lawsuit sued Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin because they violated two clauses of the U.S. Constitution. Here's the important thing to think about this. This violation occurred regardless of the amount of election fraud that may have resulted. Let me say that again. Our focus has been on Dominion voting machines and election fraud and dead people voting and fake ballots being made, maybe printed in China, as apparently there are stories about that. That's what our focus has been on, because we know it's stolen. But are those the arguments that are really going to win the day? And it's going to have to be won before the Supreme Court, folks. We need to win it in the court of public opinion. That's why what I'm going to talk about after the bottom of the hour, what happened with the citizens stood up in Antrim County, Michigan, and the examining of those Dominion voting machines, the actual machines that switched the votes, 6,000 votes from Trump over to Biden and got caught. I'm going to talk about that. But folks, all of that is not as important as this lawsuit. Why? Because Texas now has put this question directly in front of the Supreme Court, that no matter how much fraud or wasn't, depending on who you believe, that's irrelevant. Because the question they're saying here is that the violation of the U.S. Constitution occurred, and there's no disputing that. It occurred, whether there was vote fraud or not. And that violation has to be addressed by the Supreme Court of the United States. It's, again, it's Article 3. Here's what it says. The Supreme Court is the court of original jurisdiction in these kinds of cases. That's what Article 3 says. And it quotes, controversies between two or more states. The Texas suit is exactly that, he writes. The Supreme Court has opined in the past that it may decline to accept such cases at its discretion. However, it is incumbent upon the High Court to take this case, especially when it presents such a cut-and-dried question of constitutional law, and when it could indirectly decide who's sworn in as president. The Texas suit is clear. It presents a compelling case. The four offending states each violated the U.S. Constitution in two ways. Number one, they violated the Elector's Clause of Article 2 of the Constitution. This is where the executive or judicial officials change the rules of the election without going through the state legislatures. Mark Levin's talked about that. That's the first one. The second one occurred when individual counties within those states, each of these four states, changed the way they would receive, evaluate, and treat the ballots. This goes back to Bush versus Gore in 2000, Equal Protection Clause. That's the second way. Now, here's what he makes a point of. The Texas lawsuit presents a pure question of the law. It isn't dependent upon disputed facts, because there aren't disputed facts. These legislatures did not fulfill their obligation because they weren't given an opportunity to. The courts and the bureaucrats, the executive branch, violated the Constitution. He writes, although these unconstitutional changes to the election rules could have been could have facilitated voter fraud, the state of Texas doesn't need to prove a single case of fraud to win. Hear that? They don't need to prove a single case of fraud to win. It's enough that four states violated the Constitution. The lawsuit asked the Supreme Court to remand the appointment of electors in the four states back to the legislatures. And this is the 1892 case of McPherson versus Blacker, where the Supreme Court said the legislature has the right to resume that power at any time. It was also reaffirmed in Bush versus Gore, by the way. Now, if Texas prevails, the legislatures could do four things. Well, they could do a number of things. And I'll cover that briefly when we come back from the bottom of the hour break. But I want to get into what happened in Michigan, where the citizens stood up. Now, we might be able to do that here. It's 6:30 in the morning. Yeah, we're just getting started, folks. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Things. The first is Texas filing this lawsuit against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. And it isn't about voter fraud. It's about the violation of the U.S. Constitution in two places. This is important because it doesn't matter if there was vote fraud or not. They don't have to prove a single case of voter fraud. They just have to get the high court to agree with them that these states have violated other states' constitutional rights. The other thing is what I'm going to share with you in just a bit is what happened in Atrium County, Michigan, where the people rose up on these Dominion voting machines. The people rose up, and I'm going to tie this into Oregon and what's possible here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Eileen writes me an email, or Aline. I'm very upset that the Trump administration has set us back to at least June 2021 to get enough vaccines. And the story is from New York Magazine. It says Trump passed on 100 million Pfizer vaccine doses. Today, we're seeing all over the news that the UK is starting to give out Pfizer vaccines. Whoa, time out. Didn't we, the taxpayers, spend billions of dollars with Pfizer and other companies to develop these vaccines? And the UK gets them first? What? Yeah, something's wrong. Something's really wrong there, folks. Now, I don't know if Trump really passed on this or not, but I'm telling you, it ain't good. And that ought to upset you. What will make your life better, however, is not only listening to this show, but also praying. I will tell you that last night we had prayer at our church, Life Bible, outside of Harrisburg, for about 2.5 hours over this election, over the future of the country, because it's not just about this election, folks. It's about everything, everything that America is and that it stands for. We prayed over that last night. It was powerful. We're not alone. There's lots of other churches doing it, and thankfully that they are, and I hope you are, individually in your own life. If you believe in the power of prayer, please pray that all of this fraud gets exposed, but that also that the Supreme Court has wisdom. Now, Ken Paxton is the Attorney General of Texas. I'll guarantee you he's been looking through this, thinking about this for a long time, because it's a very well-written lawsuit, not because I'm a lawyer, but because of the things I've read about it. I think it's powerful. It's very powerful. Something else that can make your life better besides prayer and having faith to believe that good things will come out of all of this is using CBD like I do from Pro Bioscience, right here in Salem. Great Salem-based company. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. You know that. Why is that important? Because you're absolutely assured you're getting the highest quality CBD there is. Why? Because Oregon has the toughest rules in the nation. Let me tell you, because I'm a CBD farmer, hemp grower, and they make it very tough. You can have great confidence that their products are everything that they say they are. More importantly, they can make your life better like they do mine. I've been raving about this pain stick, which has helped me a lot with some of my aches and pains. Yesterday, I and some friends, we paved with asphalt the approach of my driveway from my home site here. It's something the county said I had to do. And we worked really hard in a very short period of time. It was intense, and I was really tired, and I used the pain stick. But more importantly, I also used last night the tincture under my tongue to help me sleep better, and I did. Now, these are great benefits to CBD. Maybe you ought to think about using CBD also. Go online, check out all of Pro Bioscience's great products. Go to their website, which is pro, then the dash mark, bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And if you use the discount code, the word Christ, because this is December, it's when we celebrate Christmas, right? If you use the discount code Christ, you get 15% off. And there's a new opportunity for you to get even bigger discounts if you're a loyal repeat customer. It's a referral program. Pro-bioscience.com. Let me finish up here on, before we go to the phones, on Texas suing Michigan. Texas is arguing to allow the U.S. Supreme Court, to have the Supreme Court order the state legislatures to reassume their right to appoint the electors because these four states violated the U.S. Constitution. They violated the U.S. Constitution in how it impacts other states. That's why it goes directly to the Supreme Court. But here's what could happen. There's actually a number of things that these states could do in appointing the presidential electors. They could assess the election results and try to exclude those ballots that were counted in violation of their own state law in order to determine a winner. If they did that, Trump would win, because when the voting stopped, Trump led in every one of those four states. Or one of the other things they could do, which wouldn't be so good for Trump, is they could divide their electoral college votes between the two candidates. Or they could follow even a different path. They could basically just say, we're not going to appoint electors. There are no electors from our state. They have that option too, by the way. There are no electors from Georgia. There are no electors from Pennsylvania or Wisconsin. That means that Joe Biden doesn't have enough. That means it then goes to the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. So the U.S. House will choose the next president. And the Senate will choose the next vice president. Now, that gets a little stickier, and Mark Levin talked about that yesterday. But bottom line is, folks, that this Texas lawsuit, which nobody saw coming, nobody was talking about it, may be the single most important lawsuit. Why? Because it goes directly to the Supreme Court immediately, number one. Now, they can turn it down, but I doubt that they will. And it doesn't argue that they have to prove a single case of vote fraud, like all the other lawsuits. They just have to get the court to agree that these four states violated the U.S. Constitution not once but twice and negatively impacted other states' constitutional rights. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start the phones. We'll go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yes, I'm just coming out of the L.A. Basin. I was at Pastor John's church in in Roscoe Boulevard. He had returned to the pulpit, and he was in Colorado. He was the only church he believed open in the city of Los Angeles on Sunday, last Sunday, and it was a swarming crowd. His opinion on all of it, regardless of the politics, the corruption, he said, is really the thing that he's looking at this point. The corruption in the politics at the highest level of every angle, from the city, county, federal, state, and that has him. That has him on the edge. So he was trying to teach us how to fight the corruption, what we should do, how should we act, and this sort of thing. So even the lawsuits, the corruption as high as it is, do you think the lawsuit out of Texas, what part of the corruption would bring it down? And he, like John says, the corruption is so corrupt. He doesn't have the greatest hope, and he's kind of warning us that we may see some rough time ahead.
Well, there are others saying that also, Glenn, and I think that that's probably true. If you look at where we're at as a nation, the culture war. This nation bitterly divided right now. I mean, we've been there before, but the issue before the court is not going to be about corruption. That's an element of it. The issue that is going to decide this election is ultimately the Supreme Court believing that these states did not follow the U.S. Constitution. They acted unconstitutionally. The remedy for that is this U.S. Supreme Court to order those states to do something different. Now, who knows what that'll be, but it's not going to be about corruption. It's going to be about the violation of the Constitution. Glenn, thanks for your call. Glad you're on your way home. Safe travels. Art, you're up next. Art, go.
And Jeff, thank goodness for Texas defending our constitutional rights and the rights of the legislators to decide on who gets what number of votes and stuff. So that's really good. I did want to say that I heard that President Trump is going to sign an executive order today that no vaccines will be sold outside the country until the American citizens get it. So Eileen needs to, get all her information. Obviously, these companies want to sell these vaccines so they can make their money, probably at our...
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Last segment for today. I got to get into this, what happened in Antrim, Michigan by the citizens, where the citizens rose up and tied that in. Art, sorry that we couldn't get to more of your comments, but his point was this. Yeah, we the taxpayers have spent billions in getting these new vaccines, whether you like them or not, is irrelevant. Trump moved heaven and earth in the bureaucracy to make this happen. And now we got them. We spent billions of dollars. We gave billions of dollars, just gave it. It wasn't a loan. We just gave it to Pfizer and Moderna. And how do they reward us? Well, they give the vaccine to other countries. The UK starts today, Canada tomorrow or the next day. And the FDA is still fiddling around. Well, maybe we'll give them the emergency declaration. Well, Trump is like, okay, that's enough of that. So, yeah, Art's right. He's going to sign an executive order today saying that they can't sell them outside the country until they vaccinate the American people first. America first, friends. Good point, Art. Thanks for making it. The backstory to that is, you know, the pharmaceutical companies hate Trump. Why? Because he's using the power of the office to say, hey, you know, pharmaceutical companies, all those drugs that you're selling all over the world at about a third of what we have to pay in America, guess what? If you want to sell through Medicaid, Medicare, you're going to have to give us the same price. And they hate him for that. That's why they spent hundreds of millions of dollars in campaign ads against Trump. It's America first. That's why they're doing. That's why he has to do the executive order. Good for him. You know, it's cold out there. It's going to get colder. And if you're furnace is not keeping up, maybe your heat pump is not working right, you need to get it fixed, and get it fixed really soon, because it ain't going to get any better. And we got a long winter ahead of us. Call Freedom Heating and Air right here in Salem. They can fix that for you, and they can do it quickly because they have great emergency services. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. They've also got great discounts if you're a veteran or if you're a senior citizen. They can take care of it. Freedomheatingandair.net. Now, what happened in Michigan? Judge Eisenzimmer ordered that the Dominion voting machines had to be inspected, they had to be preserved and inspected. Well, the township administrator, a guy by the name of Peter Garwood, informed the guy who filed the lawsuit to begin with, Mr. Bailey, that he would not allow the machines to be accessed until Monday at 11 a.m. Now, this happened on Friday, right? Now, here's the problem. Matthew DiPerno is the complainant, actually. I think he's along with William Bailey. They put together these IT experts who agreed to arrive the next day. Lawsuit was filed. The judge ruled they had to be preserved to be examined. They agreed to come in on Saturday. Well, the unelected township administrator informed Mr. Bailey he wasn't going to allow the machines to be accessed until Monday at 11 a.m. The lawyer, DiPerno, explained that Garwood also contacted Dominion officials and suggested they come into Antrim County building where the court-ordered examination was to take place. Now, why would he do that? Because they don't want to have discovered what we think is in the machine, and that is the settings in the software that we've all heard about that allows the vote values to be changed, right? 0.7% for Trump, 1.3% for Biden. Anyway, as a result, DiPerno and his client were tasked with ensuring that Dominion equipment inside the building wouldn't be tampered with before the team got there. According to the lawyer, Garwood was told by several elected county commissioners to stand down and allow the examination to take place over the weekend. A group of patriots from northern Michigan answered Mr. Bailey's call for help for 2 days and nights. In freezing cold weather, the group of volunteers stood ready and willing to protect. They wouldn't allow anybody to get in to have access to these vote tabulation machines. On Sunday morning, the 7-person IT forensic team arrived. They were given access to the building. But this same administrator, Garwood, began taking pictures of the 7 IT experts. One of the IT members saw him doing that, and they demanded that he delete them from his phone. He did. But they believe he was trying to dox these highly skilled IT forensic experts. Now, they came away with a lot of stuff. 16 SIM cards, 16 thumb drives, and forensic images of the voting machines. They got escorted back to the Antrim County Airport by 2 county sheriff vehicles, boarded their jet plane, and flew home. Then these patriots followed the attorney home to make sure that nothing happened to him. Now, more is going to come out of this as we go along. My point is that the people rose up, volunteers stood and protected these machines from being surreptitiously compromised prior to the IT team getting there. Now, how can we do something like this here in Oregon? Well, I'm putting together a team of people to look at these ballots that are about to be destroyed in Oregon from two years ago, from the 2018 election, not this election. We can hand audit these ballots in one of these counties where we know a Dominion-style Smartmatic software stuff was used. Could be Lane County, could be Polk County, could be Multnomah County, wherever. We could do a hand audit of these ballots and then compare the results, just like they did in Ware County, Georgia, with what the machines said were the results. You want to be a part of that? It's how you can help. It's how you can stand up. All of this, folks, is deeply important to your personal liberty, friends. Really is. You got to pray. You got to be active and involved. You got to talk to the persuadable and talk about these issues. Talk about the Texas lawsuit and how it doesn't have to prove any voter fraud. It just has to prove that the Constitution was violated by these 4 states and what the remedy is. Well, following the Constitution is the remedy. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate each and every one of you. We've got something valuable out of it. Stacey ends up next with Good Morning Salem. Make it a great day. Yeah.